A Princess Cruise Line's ship traveling through Southeast Alaska's Inside Passage hit a humpback whale that became lodged on the bow. The whale was removed after the Grand Princess docked in downtown Ketchikan Wednesday morning, and the dead animal was towed to a nearby beach. In a statement released Wednesday, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Office of Law Enforcement says its officers are investigating the cause of the whale's death. Gary Freitag of the Alaska Sea Grant Marine Advisory Program says he will be involved in the necropsy to determine how it died. He says it's possible that the whale was already dead before it was struck by the ship.
So you really don't know whether the ship had anything to do with it or not. The necropsy will have a tendency to determine the best we can whether it was, you know, hit while it was still alive or whether it was dead floating or you know, you can also look at the decomposition and see how long it was before the animal was hit, whether it was right away or whether it was floating around for a week.
Freitag says he hadn't yet seen the dead whale himself, but he was told it was about 30 feet long, which he says means it was a calf.
Because humpbacks are usually in the 40s to 50 foot when they're adults. So it's a young humpback from what I understand.
Freitag says he's working with NOAA officials to schedule the necropsy, which likely will take place Thursday. He says there are a lot of logistics to work out first, including rounding up volunteers to help.